Good evening and welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good evening. Welcome to another edition of Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis, and good to be with you tonight. Hope you'll stick with us here this evening. We'll be on till midnight tonight. And if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call tonight, toll-free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And in the first part of the program tonight, though, we are going to be talking about what is happening down in Texas right now with hurricane/tropical storm Harvey and the devastation that's taking place in Texas. And to help us talk about that and understand what's going on, we have Pastor Alan Jenkins from Columbia Road Baptist Church in North Olmsted on the line with us. And Pastor Jenkins heads up a ministry called Nehemiah's Network. And Pastor Jenkins, welcome to the program tonight.
Thank you, Pastor Al. It's good to be with you tonight.
Well, good evening. And you know, I hear some of these people on the radio from time to time saying, you're the person I talk to when there's something bad going on in the world. And I kind of get that feeling with you sometimes, Pastor Jenkins, that when there's things, disasters that are taking place, it seems to be the time that I talk with you. And of course, tonight, sadly, is no different. Situation in Texas right now is just almost beyond comprehension. We were talking at church today, so you know it's bad when you're measuring the amount of rainfall that you're getting the way that we up in this part of the country measure snowfall during lake effect snows, or even more when you measure it out in Buffalo, New York, where you're measuring it in feet rather than inches. And it is just something else where we see the sheer amount of rain that's coming in, where they're measuring the rain by feet. That is just unreal. It's hard for us to imagine that. We think of a couple of inches coming down in one storm system coming through as being pretty significant, but they're getting feet of rain and they're expecting feet of rain. And Pastor Jenkins, what do you know about what's happening down in Texas? I know you've got some contacts there. I think we've lost Pastor Jenkins here. And I know that's not storm related, but we're trying to get this sorted out. And as soon as I can get Pastor Jenkins back on with us here, we're just not getting him. We had him here a minute ago, and I think we lost his call. He called back, and I think he's there, but I don't know if anybody else can hear, but we certainly can't in the studio. We're having some sound issues in here, and we'll get this sorted out in a minute. Pastor Jenkins, I don't know if you can hear me. If you can, please hold on till we can get the things straightened out there. I did want to mention to our callers while we're working on that, and we'll get back to Pastor Jenkins here in a minute. Just a reminder that you can find us online at Where Is God's Word? I'm sorry, that's another radio program. See what happens when you get several things happening at once. You get a little overwhelmed. At livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can also find us on Facebook. And I understand that our Facebook live broadcast right now, we're not able to get sound. We're having some sound issues in the studio tonight. We've got everything turned up as high as we can turn it up. Thankfully, we've got some people on Facebook that have told us that the sound is not coming through. So we are endeavoring to get that fixed while we can. We'll see what we can come up with. That's one of the things that happens, unfortunately, with live radio. We're just having some technical issues here. But again, a reminder, you can check us out online, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can find out more about myself. You can find out more about the our church, the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield. And also, there's past programs that are linked in there, and we try to get the programs uploaded here. And I'm just going to put a note on here because they can't quite see me on hear me on Facebook, just to let them know it's turned all the way up. And we'll get that sorted out, hopefully. But for our listeners, of course, just a reminder, check us out on livewithpastoral.com. And let me get back to talking about the situation in Texas. And unfortunately, we still don't have Pastor Jenkins' sound coming through. I apologize, Pastor Jenkins, if you can hear me. But Nehemiah's Network, of course, is a disaster relief and supply center for they help a lot of people out there. They're a ministry of Columbia Road Baptist Church, which is, of course, located in North Olmsted, Ohio, and they operate a warehouse that's located on West 160th Street in Cleveland, Ohio, and they do a number of things there. They stockpile materials that are sent to missionaries and pastors and things and help out other churches. They've done some work. Remember last year they did a lot of work helping with the floods in West Virginia, and they sent a number of things down there, a number of things to try and help them recover. And, of course, you know, a lot of churches, when their buildings and things are destroyed, so some of these things. I remember when Katrina went through there in Biloxi and Gulfport, Mississippi, and New Orleans and Louisiana. There's a lot of damage, and they were able to help out with some of the through some of the churches there in Gulfport and that part of the world, and they were able to supply some needs, not only disaster relief supplies, but also they were able to supply some things to help the church there get back on its feet and minister to the spiritual needs of people. And I know that's what Pastor Jenkins is endeavoring to do here in Texas as well. When we get him back, we'll talk some more about that day. I'm a little distracted. I got people, if you're on Facebook, you can see people floating around behind me in the back, and they're trying to get us sorted out and figure out what's happening here. But let's see. I'm getting distracted here. I get too many things at one time being shot at me. But at any rate, I wanted to mention that you can contact the Nehemiah's Network by calling the church there in North Olmsted, Columbia Road Baptist Church. You can call them at 440-777-7539. That's 440-777-7539. That's the phone number for the church there. You can email Pastor Jenkins at pastorjenkins@crbc-online.org. That's Pastor Jenkins at crbc-online.org. And you can go to their website, crbc-online.org /supply. That's crbc-online.org /supply. And you can find some lists, some things. We had a question at church today. Would they need clothes? And I know from talking with Pastor Jenkins in the past, a lot of times relief organizations seem to get flooded with clothes. People like to help out, but things that they can use more than clothes, they can certainly always use money to buy needed things. But things like bottled water, personal hygiene items, toiletries, things like that. Diapers, there's a big need that a lot of people have, that's something that can help people. Speaking of helping people, if you are on Facebook Live right now and you can hear things coming through, go ahead and type that in. I know that we had somebody that typed in that no sound was coming. So obviously, if you can hear me, you would be able to type that in. But not really sure what's going on right there right now. Maybe if Pastor Jenkins calls back on another line, you think that would help? We can try and give that a try, see if we can get Pastor Jenkins back on here on another line. And again, I apologize to our listeners, apologize to Pastor Jenkins. Trying to get out some information on the situation in Texas, the Hurricane Harvey downgraded, of course, Tropical Storm Harvey. And what's really bad with that there is that it has just sort of parked there, and they're expecting it to be there for a couple more days yet. And it's just sitting there spinning. And of course, the areas of Hurricane Harvey are reaching out over the Gulf of Mexico, some of the storm bands, where they're picking up moisture off from the Gulf of Mexico. They're sweeping inland in a counterclockwise motion up over Houston and in throughout those areas, and they're just dumping the rain down in that area. And as it circles around and it comes down around the south side of the system there, and then the air sort of dries out as the rain is coming out of it, and then it goes back out over the Gulf of Mexico again. It's pulling more moisture in again. It's just pumping moisture in. In addition to that, of course, is the storm surge that they had that has been pulling things in the land there, or inland there, as a result of that. So I certainly pray for the people that are there in Texas, certainly that they would get some relief in the terms of the rain letting up and this storm moving off. Downgraded to a tropical storm, and my wife and I, having ministered in the Samoan Islands as missionaries, we've experienced tropical storms, even had at least one hurricane form more or less over us. That was just a small one, if you want to call it that, I guess. But if they move through, they don't last terribly long in one particular area. But this is very unusual. It's just sitting and spinning in place, not moving very far, and just continuing to dump rain. If it continued to travel inland, the system would weaken. The amount of rain in it would eventually kind of be wrung out, and it would spare a lot of problems. And then there's also the worry that it could go back out over the Gulf of Mexico. So do pray for the people that are there in Texas. Pray for Pastor Jenkins and the Nehemiah's Network and their efforts there in getting together some things. Like I said, they're trying to get together a couple of trucks to go down to Texas later this week. And so if you would like to take part in helping out, supplying some disaster relief supplies. I know one thing they can use because of all the rain and everything. I'm sure they can use shovels. Shovels are always a helpful thing, kind of to help people dig out from the debris and the mud and things like that. And certainly, as I said, they always have a need for personal hygiene items and things of that nature. Diapers is always a big need. Anybody that's got children, babies, toddlers in diapers, you understand how fast you can go through diapers. And, diapers, when you run out of them, those kids don't always understand that you can't quite get them replaced right away. So diapers are certainly another type of a item that very much can be used. Let's see. I'm trying to think what else there is that would be useful. I'm just trying to think from some of the things in the past. I don't have their website up in front of me right now. We understand that certainly, like I said, bottled water, canned foods, probably things like breakfast bars and things of that nature. But again, the phone number for the church is 440-777-7539. That's 440-777-7539. And that'll get you to the church there, Columbia Road Baptist Church there in North Olmsted. And you can also go online at their website, crbc-online.org. That's crbc-online.org. And if you go there, you'll find in their menu, you can link to their disaster relief thing, but that's crbc-online.org. They have a list of suggested supplies there, things that they need. And like I said, when all else fails, when in doubt, they can always use money. It costs money to run these trucks down to Texas. It costs money for the fuel. It costs money for the lodging and food for these men that are taking these supplies down. They're not going down there to be a part of the people needing relief supplies themselves. They're not going down to contribute to the problem. They're going down to help out. But what I like about Nehemiah's network is that when they go into these areas, they partner with churches in the area. And this is an important thing, partnering with churches. And I remember from when they partnered with a church in, I believe it was Gulfport, Mississippi, after Hurricane Katrina. And the church itself became a relief site. And the church had sustained a good bit of damage itself. However, the I believe it was the gymnasium was relatively intact and sound, and they used that, kind of turned into a staging area where they brought in a lot of relief supplies. National Guard started coming in. I believe some of the Red Cross, I believe, came in here, and different things like that. It was an opportunity for the church to make a difference, ministering to people there in the aftermath of Katrina. And the wonderful thing with that, while they were ministering to the physical needs of people, they had tremendous opportunity to minister to the spiritual needs of the people there, recovering from the hurricane. And that's the same thing down here in Texas. It's what they did when they were working in West Virginia last year, and they worked in some areas struck by tornadoes in the past and attempted to do that. I think we might have Pastor Jenkins with us. Pastor Jenkins, are you there?
Hello.
Okay, we've got you there. Praise the Lord. I am sorry about that, Brother Jenkins. I'm glad you stuck to it and got through. So I hope you can hear me. Pastor Jenkins?
Yes, I'm here now.
Yes, okay. Yeah, you're on the air. I'm sorry. I was just seeing if you, making sure you could hear me. So
I can hear you now.
Yeah, I am sorry that hasn't worked out well with that tonight. I'm not sure what's going on. But we're going to press on here. I was trying to fill in our audience a little bit on Nehemiah's network and what you've done in the past with Katrina, with West Virginia, with some of the tornadoes and things like that, where you've gone in with supplies. And I was talking about how you partner with local churches. And what have you got going on right now with Texas?
Well, right now we're trying to gather some supplies up. We are looking to try to get a whole bunch of water there to begin with, and possibly a second truckload after that. But this load will have water, some food items, blankets, and so forth. And we're looking to try to get supplies and help from the local churches and from people in the community that would want to help us to get there. Our big problem right now is waiting to see when we can get in there.
Right.
As you know, things are really kind of in bad shape there, and it looks like it's going to be a few days until this rain stops.
Now, when do you anticipate sort of a target date? I know it's kind of hard to tell because of the situation when you can get in, but do you have sort of a target date as to when you're hoping to be able to get the trucks rolling?
We were hoping to leave Wednesday, but I checked this afternoon, and they're not letting anybody in with there because of all the rescue efforts, which is understandable. You know, you surely don't want to get in the way of that. There's been over 1,000 rescues, what I understand. And so, you know, as soon as we get the word that we can start, once it stops raining and so forth. So the best I can tell you is hopefully by the end of the week, we want to hopefully be on the road and get in there. And we're working with a church called Parkwood Baptist Church, mm-hmm. Houston, Texas. I have a good friend that used to pastor that church, and he left it in the hands of a good young man.
Right.
They're willing to take the material from us and get it distributed. There's other pastors down there that are going to help him, and just getting it in the hands of people that will need it.
Now, have you been able to talk with the pastor there in the last day or so?
I talked with one. I haven't talked to the pastor that's going to be receiving the supplies, but I did talk to Pastor Roger Hoots, who is in mm-hmm. Caney, Texas, which is like a suburb of Houston.
How are they doing?
Also good. He said they had to cancel the service this morning because the road was flooded where their church is. And there were many churches that were canceling the Sunday evening service because of the forecasted rain.
Right, and on top of what they've had already. Yeah, we saw that the both the airports there, the Houston area airports, Houston Hobby and the main one, have, I guess, ceased operations for the time being as well due to the storm. It's just hard for people to picture this amount of water. And you've been into some flooded areas. From your experience, what do you anticipate some of the people's needs are going to be when you guys are able to get in there?
Well, they're going to be long ongoing, that's for sure. You know, even in West Virginia, I was just down in West Virginia about a month ago, and it was about a year since they had the flooding there. And there were still some homes that they were still working on, trying to put the pieces back together, and there are still remnants of the flood. And so it's just going to be a long progress. It's going to be slow. You think about the winds that rolled in and destroyed a lot of Rockport. That's where the eye of the hurricane hit.
Right.
Fortunately, that was not a very populated city.
Mm-hmm.
So there was not a lot of fatalities there. But with all of this water, instead of the wind taking the trees down, with all of this water saturating the ground, it's going to cause those trees to be weak anyways, and any kind of wind will just knock them over.
Yeah,
so it's going to be pretty devastating, for a while there. And there'll be a lot of mud, be a lot of things just destroyed, and they'll just have to tear down a lot of mm-hmm. structures and so forth because of all the water. And I heard a report that the rattlesnakes are going to be out in groves because they don't like this, and it's just going to complicate matters a whole lot more.
Yeah, in fact, my wife had seen something where they said they were actually stocking up on snake bite venom, things of that
yeah.
nature, simply for that reason. You know, this water, the snakes that, in their places where they're living, they're going somewhere, and they're going where they can get into dry land. And if that's your house where you're at, well,
yep.
and that's one of the things people don't often understand is it's not just the water. It's the things that result from that, the trees coming down due to the saturated soil, the snakes that rattlesnakes in the case of Texas like that, and also animals. You've got raccoons and rats and and possums and armadillos down there, and they're all trying to escape the floodwaters just like you are. And they're going where they can find dry land. They don't want to drown either. And you put them in a conjunction in a stress situation with people, and you can cause some have some real problems, can't you?
Sure can. It's going to be a mess for a while.
Yeah. Well, and Pastor Jenkins, again, I want to thank you for taking the time to come on. I appreciate that, and I'm sorry that we had such difficulty at the beginning of the program, but can you give out that information on contact if people want to find out how they can help?
Yes, if any of your listeners would like to help, they can on the internet, www.columbiaroad.org. And click on disaster relief. You can donate there, or you can also see a list of items that we'd like to have people collect and bring in. They can drop it off at our church, 4116 Columbia Road, North Olmsted, Ohio, or they can drop it off at the Supply Center, our Nehemiah's Network Supply Center, 4488 West 160th, and that's in Cleveland, Ohio, 44135. Or they can call me if they have any questions, 440-781-0209.
All right, and I'll try and get some of that stuff up on our website as well. Pastor Jenkins got probably about 30 seconds or so to go before the break. And again, I want to thank you for, you know, calling us back so that we could get you on here to talk about this. And I want to encourage people to pray for you, pray for the Nehemiah's Network. Tremendous work that you're doing there. And God bless you. Hope you folks have safe travels as you head down there. Final thought in the 20 seconds we got before the break.
Well, I just want to thank you for all of your times that we've had disasters like this. You've been so gracious to give us the time.
Well, I appreciate it, and that's one of the ways we can help out a little bit. Thanks for joining us, Pastor Jenkins. Appreciate it. I'm your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. I want to invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located midway between Akron and Cleveland at 5171 Rexville Road in Richfield, where the Ohio Turnpike, Interstate 80, and Interstate 77 cross. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Sunday morning for Bible study at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and evening worship at 6 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church also meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Friday night at 7 p.m. for an informal Bible study where you get to bring the questions, just like on Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Even if we don't see you at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, we want to see you in heaven. Jesus says in the Bible, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Why? Well, because the Bible says, "There is none righteous, no, not one." We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible also says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And so the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I like that. Whosoever, that means you. If this show has been a blessing to you, why not let us know? You can contact us by writing Pastor Al Davis, Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Our email address is pastoral@maplenoll.us. You can also visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. Or you can call us at 330-659-6567. 1-800-231-8661. We'd love to hear from you, but now let's get back to our program. All right, welcome back. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis, and we've had a challenging evening here tonight with our volume, and we may have tweaked it a little bit here, but we're seeing how we're doing. So hopefully, if anybody's still on the Facebook live feed, maybe you're getting a little more sound now. But again, welcome to the program. I'm Pastor Al Davis. Be with you till midnight tonight, and I hope you'll be able to stick with us. And we had, at least for part of the last half hour, Pastor Jenkins from the Columbia Road Baptist Church, the home of the Nehemiah Network, talking about the relief effort that they have, that they're trying to put together. And certainly you can call the church there at 440-777-7539. That's 440-777-7539. And you can find out what you can do to help out the things that they need. But if you want to give us a call tonight, our telephone lines are now open, hopefully. And that is toll-free 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And you can call with your question about the Bible or current events in the light of God's Word. Just a reminder, check us out online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com, or on Facebook, Live with Pastor Al. And hopefully you can hear us on there as you watch us on Facebook Live as well. Well, let me see. Let's jump right in here. We've had Jeremiah hanging on for a while now. And Jeremiah, hopefully you can hear me tonight.
Well, at least you're not having technical difficulties.
Well, you know, they always say the devil's the prince of the power of the air. And so when you're on the air, you got to contend with that, huh? But thanks for holding, Jeremiah. Welcome to the program tonight.
Yeah, Pastor Jenkins was a blessing. He's a blessing to Texas.
Yeah, well, you know, this is an exciting ministry, and it's not just disaster relief that they're doing. As I was mentioning, they're supplying you know, things like, for instance, when our church had to move out of the building that we were in and relocate into our temporary location in a hotel, which we've been in since 2009. We had a lot of stuff. We didn't know what to do with it, and I didn't want to throw it away. It was good stuff, but it was just stuff that we did not have a place to store it. And so rather than see it thrown away, we had a couple pickup truck loads of materials that went up to Nehemiah's Network, and it was supplied. There were other churches that were getting started. In some cases, perhaps some churches where they had been in an area where they had had a disaster and they were trying to rebuild, and some of those materials went out to help other churches. And it's a great way to recycle various things. And in fact, they've been involved in a bicycle recycling program. And I was looking at a picture where they have about 234 bicycles at their warehouse that they were distributing earlier this month. And that was a part of a recycle ministry, R-E-C-Y-C-L-E, ministry, the Grace Baptist Church in Brunswick, Ohio, and they were helping out with that. And it's a lot of opportunities to help. So it's not just disaster relief. There's a number of areas that you can help out, helps other churches, helps missionaries and things of that nature. But right now, of course, they're focused on gathering supplies for their relief ministry, and to bring some supplies down to the folks in Texas as they recover from the effects of the hurricane there. Jeremiah, you have something you called about tonight?
Yes, let's get some milk from God's Word.
Amen.
I got the King James Bible open to the Book of Psalms. You know, mm-hmm. I just got finished on eating dessert. I had cherry cordial ice cream. Ice cream with chocolate chips and cherries in it.
Mm.
Pretty good.
Sounds good.
A light treat.
We're in Psalms. Whereabouts?
Okay. Book of Psalms, verse 2.
Which chapter or which psalm?
Psalm 1.
Oh, Psalm 1, verse 2. Oh, okay. we'll get on. There's a lot of Psalms. So Psalm 1, verse 2, go ahead if you'd like to read it.
It says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in the law doth he meditate day and night."
Mm-hmm. And that's
it's,
good.
You know, delight in the law of the Lord. You got to follow the Lord's law. You know, his law is the Ten Commandments, so you have to follow it.
Yeah. Well, and Ten Commandments and really the entirety of his word. And you know what I like about that passage there too, Jeremiah, when he says, "And in his law doth he meditate day and night." Look at the next verse, verse 3. "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall not prosper." Now, living in northeastern Ohio, we're not in an exactly a dry climate. But when I lived out in Colorado, when I was going to Colorado State University, Colorado is a semi-arid land or area where I was at, Fort Collins. And I remember when I first got there, they were complaining about the humidity. It was up almost 30%. You know, if we're here in Northeast Ohio, or I'm sure our listeners in Tampa, you know, boy, 30%, you'd feel like your skin was drying out. But you had an area, I remember doing a study on what was called a riparian community, and tying this in with this passage that you brought up here, Jeremiah. A riparian community is the plants and things and trees and such that grow alongside of streams, because where the area is dry, trees can't really grow. They can't get a foothold enough to grow. And so you get grasses. You get the short grass prairie in many of those areas where you're out there. This is along the front range of the Rocky Mountains, high plains. And so you don't see too many trees unless there's a stream or a pond. And this picture here in Psalm 1 and this verse that you brought up is such a good verse, because as we delight in the law of the Lord and meditate in it day and night, the next verse there, which says the person that does that is going to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And when you see a tree out in eastern Colorado along the Great Plains or along the front range there, the Rocky Mountains, that's growing and bringing forth fruit in his season, and the leaves are not withering, that's a tree that's alongside of a water source that's enabled that tree to grow in a semi-arid environment, and that tree prospers, and it brings forth fruit, whether it's an oak tree bringing forth acorns or an apple tree bringing forth apples or whatever it might be. But it grows because even though the land around it might be dry, its roots are able to tap into that water source. And that tells us from the verse that you brought up, Jeremiah, that if we're willing to delight in the law of the Lord and meditate in it day and night, we'll be like that tree. We'll be rooted into the water of God's word. And even in a dry, arid, you know, spiritually dry, arid environment, you can prosper as a child of God. You can spiritually prosper and bring forth fruit in your season, and your leaf not wither, and whatsoever you do prosper. With talking about things you do for the Lord. But the key is, the key is, like that tree, the roots get into that water and it nourishes the tree. The roots of your soul got to get into the word of God, and that'll nourish you and allow you to be fruitful. How's that?
I can imagine they probably have a lot of mountain lions in Colorado, Rocky Mountains.
They had some up there. I never had the opportunity to see any when I was there. Saw some other animals, but never. They were in the area, some areas that we were in, but I never had the opportunity to encounter some of them. But I mean, it's really interesting.
Yeah, be careful of those mountain lions, or they'll tear you up and have you for dinner.
Well, yeah, and there's another good word picture there, too. The Bible says the devil's walks about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And that's another good one there. Maybe we can save for another day there. But thanks, Jeremiah. I appreciate you bringing that up.
Next week. God bless.
Thank you. God bless. I appreciate that. And you know, think about that. We were talking about the hurricane and the overabundance of water in Texas. But yeah, think about this. If anybody's lived in an area where it's arid, semi-arid, or even desert-like, you If you've flown over some of these areas, perhaps, as you're flying over, you can see where the streams are because there'll be lines of green just kind of meandering across the prairie or even across the desert-like area. It's really amazing. I remember seeing some pictures earlier this year in the springtime. There are some desert areas in the southwest. I'm trying to think whether it was the Sonoran Desert area or somewhere around there between California, Arizona, in that area, where they had some unusual amounts of spring rains. And there are plants that are sort of semi-dormant. And when these spring rains come in, they don't come into that abundance every year. But when they do, there's these plants that are just waiting, and they soak that water up. And you'll see there were incredible pictures of the desert blooming earlier this year in the springtime when these unusually abundant rains came through. And it happens every once in a while, and these plants wait for that opportunity, and they soak that water up and they bloom. But this word picture in Psalm 1 really is tremendous, like a tree planted by the rivers of water. And when you meditate in God's word day and night, you're going to absorb the water of the world of the word. And you might be living in a spiritually dry place, but if you can get rooted deeply in the word of God, you can grow and you can prosper in a spiritual sense and bring forth fruit. But you got to be rooted deeply into the word of God and allow him to work through you. Well, you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's word, you can give us a call tonight. The toll-free number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And we can get you on the air here tonight with your questions about the Bible and current events in light of God's word. And I wanted to look at something over here while we're in the Psalms. At our church, the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, on Sunday evenings at 6 o'clock, I've been preaching through the book of Psalms. We've been in it a while. There's, Psalms is a rather long book, and it's composed of 150 individual Psalms. And then, of course, the longest, if you want to call it a chapter, I don't like calling the individual Psalms in the book of Psalms chapters, because they really are individual songs or psalms or poems, and so we call them the Psalms. And in there we have Psalm 119, which has 176 verses, and it is divided into, I believe it's 22 stanzas of about 8 verses each. And so when we hit Psalm 119 months ago, we have been preaching through it. And this evening at our church, I was preaching on the stanza that's headed with the Hebrew letter resh, and mentioning that, just a reminder that these stanzas in Psalm 119 are all headed with an individual Hebrew letter. People have looked at Psalm 119 and they said, what are these strange words there? Mem and Lamed and Samek and Zadi and Shin and Kaf and Resh and Tau. What are these? Well, these are Hebrew letters. And the reason they head each one of these stanzas, it also helps set them apart from the others. But each verse in each of these stanzas starts with that particular Hebrew letter that it's headed with. Now, you don't see that in the English, of course, because, it doesn't quite give us that bit of information. But if you study the Hebrew, you would see it, that each verse starts with that Hebrew letter. But in the in the stanza headed by the Hebrew letter resh, starting verse 153, running through verse 160, it's very interesting. And there's a verse in there that I just wanted to point out that I thought of here as we were talking about different things and talking about the importance of the Word of God. And in Psalm 119, and actually I'm going to read two verses here, verse 157, verse 158. It says, "Many are my persecutors and mine enemies, yet do I not decline from thy testimonies." In other words, he doesn't back off from God's word. And he says in verse 158, "I behold the transgressors," or I'm sorry, "I beheld the transgressors and was grieved because they kept not thy word." And I developed this a little bit at our church tonight, and I've been thinking about it in the course of this evening. I related, I was chatting with a gentleman last Thursday, and he was talking about some people that had not kept God's word, and these were people who were ministry officials in his particular church denomination, and he was asking me, why wouldn't they stand up? Basically, why wouldn't they stand up for God's word? Why wouldn't they try to take a stand on what the Bible says? And it was, I could tell his heart, he was grieved over the fact that they had not kept God's word. And I was thinking about that tonight and, you know, preaching on it this evening at church. And I was thinking about it again this evening, thinking about it and the importance of God's word, especially Jeremiah called in and was talking about in Psalm 1, talking about the meditating in God's word and keeping, obeying God's word. And then as I was pointing out about being rooted in God's word, absorbing the water of the word, just like a tree planted by a stream of water in an arid or semi-arid place absorbs the water from that stream, and it grows strong and fruitful. And you can absorb from God's word even in a spiritually dry location if you keep in God's word. You can grow strong and be spiritually fruitful. And I was thinking about this verse again. You know, "I beheld the transgressors and was grieved because they kept not thy word." And a thought occurred to me, you know, we could have this happen to us if we're not careful. If we stop meditating in God's word, if we get out of the word of God, if we get away from it, and this can happen to you as an individual, this can happen to you as a church, this can happen to you as a family. When you get out of God's word, you begin to dry spiritually. And you know, you ever see land where it's been kind of dry? Our summer's been kind of dry here, and some of the areas, some of the things just have not been very productive because it's not had enough water, and I haven't had time to water some of the stuff in my garden, and it's just not been as productive as it should be, as it could be, because it just doesn't have the water. And so it's just not growing real well and being real productive. And that can happen to us as believers. If we're not in God's word, if we don't take the time to study God's word, we can become kind of dry spiritually. We go through a dry spell. And as we go through that dry spell, we're not very fruitful and we're not able to do much, accomplish much for the Lord. But in this particular case, not only had they gone through a dry spell, but it says they kept not thy word, meaning they did not keep God's word. They abandoned it. And I was thinking of that gentleman I was talking with, and he was saying, how can they not see these concerns that I'm trying to discuss with them? And I thought about, you know, part of it is those that should have been keeping God's word were not keeping God's word. Not only had they turned away from it themselves, but they begun ignoring it. And, you know, I've had people tell me, we just got to get along with all these other religions. You know, we got to get along with the Muslims. We got to get along with the Buddhist. We got to get along with the Jain and the Sikhs and all that. And we can't tell them that they're wrong. We have to agree that they have truth, and we have to respect the truth that they have. And some of this is coming from people who call themselves Christians. Well, the problem is They're not keeping God's word. And, you know, I look at that, and my desire is that I'd have the heart that David had here in Psalm 119, that as I see them transgressing against God's word, you know, Jesus described himself as the way, the truth, and the life, and he said, no man comes to the Father but by him. And yet, I see some of these people who call themselves Christians saying, well, that's just one way. You can get there through Muhammad. You can get there through Buddha. You can get there, even if you're an atheist, just by being a good person. And I look at that and I'm thinking, they're transgressing God's word. Are they calling Jesus a liar when he said, no man can get to the Father but by me? Well, either Jesus is not telling the truth, or they're not telling the truth when they're saying you can get to God some way other than Jesus. I heard a famous world religious leader whose initial is the Pope, and he said that atheists can get to heaven. They can come into God's presence if they're basically a nice person. And I'm thinking, is he reading the same Bible that I'm reading? Well, apparently not. If he is, he's certainly transgressing God's word. That puts him in the class of the transgressors. And it grieves me because he's not kept God's word. And God's word's important. God actually values his word above his name. You know, if you've ever talked with the Jehovah's Witnesses, you know, they've ever knocked on your door, you've ever run into them, they make a big deal out of the name Jehovah and the importance of God's name and not taking God's name away from him. Well, the Bible says that God's valued his word above his name. And think about it. In the Gospel of John, chapter 1, where the Bible says, in the beginning was what? The Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Well, who's the Word? Well, a little further down in John chapter 1, it says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Well, who is that? That's Jesus Christ. He is the Word of God incarnate. You know, and that's why the Bible can say that God's Word is truth. And Jesus says that he is the way, the truth, and the life. It's God's Word that points us to Christ. It's God's Word that points us to salvation. I ask people every once in a while talking about fundamental truths of Christianity. And a fundamental truth is something that's necessary in order to for Christianity to be Christianity. And one of those fundamental truths, of course, is the fact that God exists. If God did not exist, well, then there's no point in my even being here talking about this tonight. I'd do a political and current events talk show. That's what I would do. And even Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, talking about another fundamental, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. If Jesus died on the cross and was buried and never rose again, well, he'd be no different than Muhammad or Buddha, another man that was a religious leader that died and is still in the grave, but he rose again. Paul said that was so important that if it could be proven that Jesus did, the dead did not rise, if Jesus was still dead in the grave, he said, eat, drink, and be merry, because tomorrow we die. There'd be no point in doing this. Like I said, I'd do a political and current events talk show rather than a Bible program, but we know that Jesus did rise again. And for somebody to devalue that, well, they keep not God's word. God's word is the fundamental. Because you see, everything I know for sure about God comes from his word. How do I know that God exists? Well, because the Bible tells us and gives us evidence for God's existence. The heavens in Psalm 19 says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. I can see evidence. And you're talking about the rains in Texas with the hurricane. The water cycle is described in the Bible before man ever described it. Lightning is described in the Bible before we ever understood it, how it works, and so many things. I just don't have time to go into. We got less than 2 minutes to go, and actually less than 10 seconds to go. The Bible is that truth, and you need to read it, believe it, trust it. Thanks for listening. God bless.
You've just listened to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Late Night Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Rexville Road in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and every Friday night at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452 Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Tune in every week for Late Night Live with Pastor Al, Sunday nights at 11 o'clock on this station. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.
The preceding program's views, claims, or representations may not reflect those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Media Group.